Good morning. My name is Valentina Thompson, and today I'm going to give you your sermon. Shall we all bow our heads in prayer before we give the sermon? Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us all here today in one accord. We're praying as we are here together, Father Lord, you give us the knowledge, the wisdom, that as this sermon is given, we shall all take something different that will guide us through our week, and that will even guide us through our Christian journey with you, Heavenly Father. This we pray in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So today I'm going to be speaking mostly English, but I'll try to mix it a little bit with the guy. I'm not really that good, so me pacho mo fan kami. Okay. So our topic for the day is Jesus Christ, the Alpha and Omega, testifying of his glory and marvelous deeds. So before I start, ask your neighbor, who is Jesus Christ to you? Many of us know Jesus Christ as our friend, our Savior, our Father, and some of us even know him as the Son of God. Who does Jesus Christ declare himself as? So in Revelation chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus Christ declares himself as the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. So what does it mean when somebody declares himself or claims to be the Alpha and Omega, the last and the beginning? So the Bible, the Google definition of the word Alpha means the first letter of the Greek alphabet. And then the Google definition of the word Omega means the last letter of the alphabet. So basically, Jesus Christ is saying he's the beginning and the end. He is the one who has been here since time, and he will be here since the end of time. He's timeless. He does not operate in our time system. And this is what makes Jesus Christ truly special. Our second Bible reading, Colossians chapter 1, verse 18 says, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. So he's saying, Jesus Christ, as it says, he's the church, he is the beginning, he is the firstborn. He has been here since time began. He has been here before we were even begin. I mean, we as humans, we have a lifespan that we have. We're going to be here for not all a long time. And, you know, we're going to all go away at one point. But this Jesus Christ, he has been here, and he's going to be here until the world ends. Now, let's go back. So this Jesus Christ, we know this Jesus Christ is not like us. Although he came into the world to come and be a human so that he can die for us, he came and became our friend, our Savior, our leader, our guider. But although he was among us, this Jesus Christ is not like us. And what makes this Jesus Christ even more extraordinary, more marvelous, is the marvelous and gracious deeds that he's done through our whole lifetime. I mean, most of us, we know the stories of all the miracles that Jesus Christ have done. I mean, this man rose people from the dead, he healed the sick, and he even cast out demons. When we, even as humans, when we are talking about even healing the sick or even helping those who are sick, we need machines, we need medicines. But this Jesus Christ did not use none of that. He was only, the only thing that he had in order to be able to do all those miracles was the power of God. And we today, as we're sitting here, we can also do the same through the power of God. We can also use medicines and machines. But when we come as Christians, we believe different. Maybe others out there in the world, we don't believe in Christ. They might not think that, you know, the power of God is that powerful enough to bring somebody from the dead. But we as Christians, we have been here. We believe God has done many gracious deeds in our life in order for us to be able to believe that through the power of God, we can do all these miracles that Jesus Christ, the one who we call our friend, the one who we call our Savior, the Son of God, he did. We can also do it. So when we go back to it, it says, testifying of his glory and marvelous deeds. So what does it mean when they say something is marvelous? Well, the Google definition of the word marvelous means causing great wonder, extraordinary. I mean, this Jesus Christ did many extraordinary things that caused many of us great wonders. Even some of us can't even comprehend the fact that you can even raise somebody from the dead. We as humans, the power of God is very limited in our mind. But we have to understand, through God, all things are possible. And that's how this Jesus Christ became. That's how this Jesus Christ was able to do all these extraordinary things that till this day cause us great wonders. That till this day, people can't even explain how he did what he did. So among all these great things that Jesus Christ has done, he continues to do many marvelous things in our life. He continues to do many extraordinary things. I mean, every time we have an issue or problem, we go to God, pray to God, Father Lord, please help me, please do this, please do that. And when God does that, what do we do as a way to thank him? That's what our topic today is saying. We should testify of his glorious and marvelous deeds that he does in our life. So what does it mean when it says testify? Well, the Google definition of the word testify means give evidence as witness in the law court. And the biblical definition of the word testify means to tell a story of a specific event in a Christian's life in which God did something deemed particularly worth sharing. I mean, God does a lot of extraordinary things for us. We Christians, as we sit here today, we see many people come up here and give their testimonies, tell of the things that God has done in their life. Even I have my own story. So before I was even given the opportunity to even do this, when Auntie first came to me and said, Valentina, you're preaching, I was like, nah, Auntie, I'm not doing that. I can't do that. I've never done that before. There's no way I'm going to go up there and go preach, bro. This is just like, nah, bro. But then all people around me were telling me, you can do this. You can do this. I mean, my grandpa told me I can do it. My mom told me I can do it. My teachers were telling me I can do it. So if all these people are telling me I can do it, why can't I see it in myself that I can do it? I mean, I prayed to God. First thing, after I came home, when they told me I was preaching, I prayed to God. I'm like, Father, Lord, I've never done this before. I don't know how to do this. Please, you have to help me. Because there's no way I'm going to be able to go up there with the knowledge that I have. And then I thought about the story of Moses. I mean, when Moses was first called to go save the people of Israel, his first response was also the same as mine. He was denying it because he felt as though he didn't have it in him. He didn't have the confidence in him. He didn't think that him, Moses, he could save the people of Israel. Just like me, who didn't think I could come and stand up here. But today, here I am standing up here with the power of God. So I want to say, every time God does such a marvelous and gracious deed in our life, all we have to do is testify of this gracious and marvelous deed. Give him glory for all the things he has done. And let's try to understand what the word glory means. So when they say glory, the Google definition of the word glory means high renown or honor won by notable achievements. And the biblical definition of the word glory means the activity of people as they give praise and honor to God. So that means basically all God is asking of us to just praise him. Everything that he does in our life, he doesn't want our money. He could care less about wealth. All he wants us to do is just praise him and honor his name, because he is God. He doesn't need our wealth. He doesn't need our money. That's why it says that angels up in heaven all they do is sing song of praises unto the Lord. If those angels can do it, we here too on earth, we humans can do it, because God does many marvelous and gracious deeds in our life that all we can do that he's asking for is praise him. I think that's definitely possible. So when we try to understand what it means to say testifying, and testifying, it doesn't mean that you're only giving God praise and honor. It also helps other Christians on their journey to also understand that nothing is limited to God. Whatever you want, God can do for you to testify and come and tell of your story of what God has done in your life. It also gives other Christians the idea that God can do the same for them. It also breaks that limitation that we Christians have in our mind that this might be impossible for God. God, there's no way God can do it. Because in all things, it's possible. In all things, as Luke chapter 1, verse 7 says, with God, all things are possible. We have to also understand that by giving testify, we break that bond that God cannot do anything. And we give other Christians hope that this God that we serve, He is truly a wonderful and miraculous God that can do all things. Because as it says, if God can do it, it does not exist. So, and I want to give my little story of testifying. There was this one night I had a biology exam that I had to study for. The whole day I did not study for that test. I was on my phone until 1 a.m. in the evening. At the end, I was like, there's no way I'm going to study for this test. Because whether I study till now until 5, I'm not going to remember anything. So the first thing I did the morning I woke up was pray to God. I'm like, Father Lord, I know I messed up. I am so sorry. There is no way I'm going to be able to pass this biology test without your help. I haven't been studying for you. Please, Father Lord, please. I went and took that biology test. I got a 93. I was so happy. I was like, 93 on an exam I didn't study for. The first thing I did when I got on the bus was to post on my Instagram notes. I mean, we the teens, you're gonna understand. I posted on my Instagram notes. I was like, oh my gosh, I thank God for helping me on that biology test. Because if without him, I wouldn't have gone though that 93. I would have gone like a 50 or something. But right after then I deleted it. I was like, I felt this guilt in me right after I deleted it. And I just don't know why. I feel like it was like a shame, because we as Christians, sometimes in our journey, we feel the shame whenever we talk about God to among our friends, especially we teens these days. Whenever sometimes we even get made fun of when we talk about God among our friends. So I deleted that test message, but then I felt this guilt eating me up. Because without God, I wouldn't have passed that biology test. So after God did that miracle in my life, all I had to do was testify of this glory. And I couldn't even do just as simple as that. I was like, I was truly embarrassed of myself. So from today going, I'm telling you, whenever God does something in your life, don't be ashamed to praise him. Don't be ashamed to tell the world of God. Don't be ashamed to tell him of the miracles he has done in your life. Because not only does these miracles also help other Christians understand that anything is possible, it also, you know, give thanks. It's a way to show our appreciation to God for all he does for our life. I mean, he doesn't ask much of us. If we were thinking here today, we are here today, we are able to breathe, we are able to walk, we are able to stand. There's so many others who don't even, we can't even breathe without a machine. There's so many others who even just to stand up, it caused so much great pain. Yet we are able to be here freely. We're able to stand here. We are healthy. All we can do is testify of his glory. All we can do is praise him and give him glory for all he has done in our life. Because all these things that he does in our life, we'll not be able to do all the things we go our upcoming and going without the grace of God. I mean, even through our week, some of us, we don't even think about God. I mean, every Sunday we come here and come and praise him. We go home, and then the rest of the 6 days, we don't even have a thought of God. But we have to understand that without even God, we wouldn't even be able to do all the other activities that we are able to do through our everyday life. So what I want you to take from this sermon is that every time God does something gracious in your life, every time God does a miracle in your life, make sure you testify to the world. Make sure the world knows this, of this amazing God. Make sure the world knows that our God is truly extraordinary, and all the things he does will continue to cause great wonders among all. Thank you for today. Shall we all bow our heads and pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for guiding us here today in one accord. We're praying that whatever we learn from this sermon, Heavenly Father, use it to guide us through our week. Use it to guide us through our Christian journey. Use it to help us to understand that, Father Lord, you are truly a gracious and extraordinary God who will continue to cause great wonders among us, Heavenly Father. Continue to guide us through this week and help us through this week. We give you glory, we give you honor, and all among. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.